Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hip hip hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat.
You are listening to 101.9 CITR Radio, coming to you from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory. This is the Thunderbird Locker Room, giving you a backroom perspective on varsity athletes, coaches, and staff. Today we've got Andrew Coe, a.k.a. Coco, even though no one calls him that, I do. He's a UBC rugby.
Couple people.
Let me finish introducing you. He's a UBC rugby player. He's a third-year Sauder School of Business student. He's accolades of rugby include U20s for Canada, and he's also got a couple of Canada A caps. I give you Andrew Coe.
Check, check, one, two, Rasta horn, hit him with it.
Thanks, Chase. Thanks for having me on.
Welcome to the show. So, earlier we just smashed some Subways. Oh, yeah. What kind of Subway did you have?
Well, it was National Sandwich Day, so we got a 2-for-1 special. So there's a lot of thought and process going into it. Really had to think about it, and I got steak and cheese for my first sub. Then I went a little pizza melt on my second sub.
But you only ate the one, right?
Only ate the one. I didn't toast the other one, so I can save it and toast it later.
I saw you do that, and you didn't get sauce on it either, which is quite smart.
I got sauce at home I can throw on later.
We all know how soggy those
Subway sandwiches. Yeah.
Who the hell gets to declare sandwich?
National Sandwich Day?
I want to know who gets to declare it and who came up with the idea of declaring it.
I don't know.
I think it's
great
like
guy, though.
It's probably a conspiracy, like all the sandwich Tower 7. Free fall speed. I bet Subway and like some other sandwich shops were like, throw us a bone. Yeah. We'll make some money.
Probably.
You know? But they don't really
Is
need to do that.
Is it a national holiday? I don't know if it's recognized.
Who doesn't like sandwiches? You know what I'm saying?
Especially.
Air horn. So you wanted to hear this dog bark.
Yeah.
Is it going to set up for a freestyle? Are you going to rap for us?
I can't rap, so probably not.
Okay. That's disappointing. Should I just play it anyways?
Yeah, just play it anyways.
Okay.
If we... Could you tell which one was the real dog in the...
Yes, yours was the shitty, lame one. So, Cole, when did you start rugby?
I started playing rugby when I was 10 years old. I originally played soccer, but I got a bit too physical, and I was a pretty big kid, so my dad decided...
Soccer got too physical, or you got too physical?
I got too physical in soccer.
Oh, okay.
A couple yellows, couple reds every game.
Couple reds?
Yeah.
Pretty sure you can only get one.
There was a win.
Not you. You found out how to get one.
Not at U10 soccer. That gets pretty competitive, so...
Yeah,
toss
true.
Toss out a couple reds.
What club did you go to for... Are you an Ontario kid?
Yeah, Ontario. Markham Irish, represent.
That's gross.
Shout outs back home, Markham Irish.
That's gross. Did you play like age grade in Ontario then, under 18s?
And yeah, started when I was 13. I played up and played U14. Then I played my age the whole way through
until
U19.
Yeah, and then you got picked up for the U20.
U20 Canada.
Where'd they go year?
So when we were a year younger, I played... the 20 year older, and we went to Portugal. came second, which is the best ever finish.
Yeah, I saw that.
Canada
yeah.
has ever done.
Who'd you lose to in the final there?
Georgia. They were a very good team. So
just a bunch of Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, yeah.
Log throwing savages. Did you get in any fights with the Georgians? They're a little physical.
No. Honestly, they were so much better than us that.
Really?
Yeah, like 20 minutes in, we were already down by a bunch. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but
sorry.
We played the Tongans, and we got into a couple of fights with the Tongans. A
couple hotheads on those teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're in Portugal for the first one.
Yeah.
The second one?
Second one, we ended up not qualifying. So we played the States.
You were in that year, weren't you? Oh, no.
I captained that year.
Oh, no.
I captained the year that's the only year that Canada's never qualified. So.
For this is the Rugby World Trophy, right?
Yeah.
The under-20 Rugby World, which is the second tier.
It's the second tier.
Of
so
the
U-20. Top eight are in the championship, and then the next 12 are in the trophy, I believe.
There's 12 in the trophy?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was that many teams. Yeah, my year we went to Utah.
That's terrible.
It was 40 degrees on field.
Yeah. Utah's pretty high up, isn't it? So the air is thin.
It's pretty elevated, so yeah. It's dry and it's hot. And there's nothing to do because there are all these Mormons walking around. And they're just so, like, they had juice bars. So they, like, wouldn't sell, it'd be a bar, but it wouldn't sell alcohol, just sell juice and, like, Red Bulls.
For all the Mormons?
Yeah. We had a sweet night there, though. I shouldn't be chirping it because
at the juice bars.
At the juice bar, we rolled up and it was.
Be at the juice bars.
Well, we weren't drinking because we were under 20s, right? So we did not drink.
Oh yeah,
Andrew.
Yeah.
Right, and we rolled up, and for some reason, we'd come in on the night where it was like goth night. So there's people all dressed in black, and there's kids playing with lightsabers in the back.
What
is going on? Yeah. Everyone's got piercing, and we just roll in all nerdy in like khakis and polos. Yeah. Like, hey guys,
you went to the wrong bar.
Yeah, no, but it was awesome though because we'd met some really weird people and had a really weird night. Totally sober too.
Yeah.
And
that's how the best stories are: completely sober, a goth night.
Yeah, exactly. With all your friends and family. Okay, guys, I've got to play a ad here. I know it's annoying in the middle of the interview, but them's the rules, okay? And if you're wondering why the ads are so weird, it's because I picked the weird ones.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR Radio, coming to you from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory. We are here with Andrew Coe from the UBC rugby team. Let's talk football. Now, I got to be honest with you. I don't watch football, and I also don't partake in fantasy football. So you got to tell me how it works. How many people are in your fantasy league?
Well, I'm in two fantasy leagues.
Yeah, of course.
As most people do.
Yeah.
So I'm in one out here with a couple of rugby guys, and I got one back home with a bunch of my high school friends. But basically how it works is you got a draft, and you draft certain players from the NFL. Then depending on how they perform week to week is how you get points for it. And then you have head-to-head matchups against a different opponent. And then if you win, you win. And then top about six or eight teams in the league make playoffs. And usually... We have a buy-in, so one of my buy-ins is $30, and it's winner-take-all. So the winner gets something like $300.
$300? Yeah. So can you use... So, you know, the NFL does their draft. Do you do yours afterwards so you can take new rookies that are coming in?
Yeah. We usually do it a week or so before the season starts.
Okay.
Because that way, like, if people are injured in preseason, then, you know, that affects how you draft them.
Of course,
trades,
yeah. It's very technical.
It is very technical. I could go on all day at night.
So how do the points work? Like, if I get an interception, how many points is that?
Well, you don't pick any players on defense. You pick a defense as a whole, in my league at least.
So who'd you get?
So I have the Arizona Cardinals defense.
Are they any good?
They're pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
So they'll get, depending on how many points they allow, you get a certain number of points. Depending on how many interceptions, sacks, touchdowns.
Oh, so the whole D, they're all everything they do is counted as one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then on offense, you got your quarterback. You get 4 points for a throwing touchdown. You get 1 point for every 25 throwing yards they get. And then an interception brings them down a point.
Just 1 point?
Might be 2 points.
2 points?
2 points,
yeah. Because I'm thinking if you get four for a touchdown, an interception's got to be worth more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then running backs and wide receivers, you get 6 points for a touchdown. And then you get 1 point for every 10 yards.
Every 10 they make? Does that... Is that adding up plays? So, you, like, if I get a bunch of four-yard runs.
Yeah, if you get 5 4-yard runs, you're going to get 20
So you get 2 points there. Points. Okay. That's good math.
Five times four, yeah.
Fantasy football helping with the
exactly,
the math.
Exactly. I contribute my academic skills directly to fantasy football.
You attribute?
What did I say, contribute?
Yeah. Yeah. Words.
Words. Numbers.
I'm in, sorry, I'm in words 150 this year, so.
So you're correcting me on everything I say?
Not everything. You corrected me earlier. Okay, so what place are you in both of them?
In my one back home, I am in first place.
Killing it.
Killing it. And then with the one with the boys out here, I'm in sixth place. But
that's disappointing.
I'm making a comeback.
Is that high enough to make playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll make playoffs for sure.
I'm going to bring up my favorite movie of all time here. It's called Remember the Titans. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play the Let the Boys Play clip from Remember the Titans. They have...
Do it.
Honestly, it's the best movie for one-liners ever. I memorized the whole thing.
I don't know. Step Brothers is probably up there.
That's it, but not trying to be a comedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I guess. Like... Not like joke quotes, but just straight quotes. It's so funny. Here it is. We'll see how good.
Let them play. Let the boys play. Cheetah.
Cheetah. Cheetah.
You know, we can't forget here. Ryan Gosling, great dude, but he's an absolute liability at cornerback.
He is a corner. He's a terrible cornerback.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're taking Allen out. Coach.
Coach!
sunshine.
Left side, strong side.
Should we just play a bunch of clips from...
Let's just throw the whole movie on.
Oh, Roddy Bat, this is a... Should we just watch the movie? DVD commentary? I'm not going to lie. I actually watched this last night.
Of course you did.
Just this clip, not the movie.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one where Rev gets hurt.
Oh.
Oh.
Big hit. For those who can't see, there was a big hit.
Yes. Thank you, Andrew, for doing my job. Because I'm doing it horribly.
You're invested in the clip.
Right? Denzel looks so distraught. There's sunshine. Looking beautiful.
He's hurt.
What happened, Plastic?
I audible. Rev, I swear to God, I audible.
I didn't hear.
Well, he did.
Swear to God.
Idiot. Take a look at that, son. This might be the greatest doctor of all time. Watch this. He just calls it right off, not even off the field yet. He's like, his wrist is broken. He's not throwing. 2 minutes.
Running back.
Oh, yeah.
Rez going back in, man.
Not a quarterback, son.
I can make that pitch, coach.
Yes, you can. When I was 15 years old, I lost my mother and my father in the same month, Ronnie. Same month.
That 12
brothers and
real,
sisters. I was the youngest one, but they were all looking up to me. Now, I wasn't ready yet either, but they needed me. Your team needs you tonight. You're the colonel.
This is going to be fired up. I'm not going to lie. I want to go bench press or something.
What's the matter?
Have you ever seen a football injury before, you wimps?
We're probably going to get kicked off for playing this whole thing. We're going to get sued by Warner Brothers or whoever's movie this is.
Why not? It's advertising.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Great movie. Should all go watch it.
Yes. Buy it on DVD. Yeah. I think it's actually on Netflix.
Nice.
The quarterback just flipped over the other team. This is the best part.
And the shoulder, that's a penalty.
And the quarterback, you kidding me,
coach? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see that man? That's a bad white boy, man.
Ooh, you see that man? That's a bad white boy, man. Petey Jones. That's my, yeah, of all time. What's your favorite movie of all time? Do you have one like that where you just watch it like 15 times and know it all?
Forrest Gump, I've got to say.
Forrest Gump? Yeah, that's a classic.
That is a classic.
So, I love you, Jenny. You know all those lines?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I've only seen Forrest Gump maybe once or.
Really?
Once or twice, yeah.
That's a pretty quotable movie.
That's true.
That's like a box of chocolates. Never know what you gonna get.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
It's weird. Like, some people never watch movies more than once.
Yeah, I understand that, because when you see a movie too close together, you know what's going to happen. You're not really riding the curve that is the movie, right?
You're not experiencing it
for
the first time.
That's you know what's going to happen. You're already two steps ahead.
Like, the way they make trailers nowadays, they show you the whole movie.
Pretty much.
So I try to avoid watching anything. Mm. I don't want to see any trailers. But then the downside is you don't know if you're going to like the movie or not.
Yeah. Don't know what the movie is.
So Lindsay's having some problems, hey? Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, yeah.
Is she on the drugs?
She was. She went to rehab. I don't know.
What drugs is she on?
Crack cocaine.
Really?
I have no idea.
That's hardcore.
I'll start rumors. Heroin, maybe? I don't know.
Heroin? I think it was the heroin.
The heroin?
I mean, when you're that famous, what other drug would you do? Right? You're not going to do uppers. Why would you do an upper when you're that?
Isn't heroin, like, for low-timers?
Heroin's a downer, right? So, like,
I know, but I'm thinking if you're that famous, might as well get the most expensive drug.
What's the most expensive drug?
I have no idea. It's probably some next drug we don't even know about. Conspiracy theory.
Why don't we find out? Well, it's probably some prescription drug.
Oh, yeah.
Most expensive. How do you spell?
Expensive. Quaaludes. Drug. That's what they did in.
yeah. In the most expensive illegal drugs. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Crack cocaine.
I was right.
Shit. Of course you know that. 600 per gram? How much does it take, though, do you think, to get high of crack cocaine?
About 2 grams. I have no idea. Okay. I've got no idea.
It costs you $1,200 to get high?
I have never done crack cocaine, so I would not know.
Crack cocaine. You could just look up how to make it? I guess it's the internet. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if this is true.
What?
How to make crack cocaine?
Okay, everyone. Sorry about the weird cut. We got interrupted by some hippies playing instruments outside the studio. Let's talk with Andrew Coe of the UBC rugby team about a beautiful, famous woman.
I follow Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, yes.
Because she's the love of my life, straight
up.
Is she? Yeah, I think she's beautiful. And if you're out there listening, I would love to take you on a date.
I'm pretty sure she's got.
She definitely has. She can do
bigger
way,
fish coming after
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she can do way better than some broke,
university
student
from Canada.
From Canada, trying to make it by in this world.
She's in Hollywood balling.
Yeah,
she's probably got a massive house. And she,
what does she even do?
I think she's an actor.
Actress.
No. Yeah.
I don't think. Like, what is she in? I don't.
She's in that one movie, We Are Your Friends, with Zac Efron.
That sounds horrible.
She was in Gone Girl.
Right. Yeah.
But that's about it. And that was after she was already famous.
I think she just went to Hollywood, and everyone was like, wow, you're really hot, and then just took pictures of her.
Probably.
And then just put her in movies because she's sexy.
Yeah.
God damn. Born 91. Where is she born? Is she some foreigner? Is she a foreigner?
I don't think so. Honestly, I'm not that creepy. Born in London, England. There you go.
Oh, are you from London?
She doesn't have an accent.
Really?
I don't think so.
She's 5'7". Brown hair, brown eyes. Oh, it says actress model.
Yeah, she's probably a model.
When it says actress model, it's mostly model, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Most actresses wouldn't put model actress in their name. She appeared on the cover of the March 2012 issue of the erotic magazine Treats. Oh, and then she got asked to be in... Oh, she was in Blurred Lines. Remember, what's his name made that video... music video, and it was all those naked chicks, and they all got super famous from it.
Blurred lines. Yeah, who was that? That's Robin Thicke.
Yeah, that's it.
He's the son of Alan Thicke or someone.
Who's that's Alan a famous,
Thicke? There's a famous family. I'm pretty sure Robin Thicke. The Thicks are famous.
The Thicks.
I'm pretty sure. I try to keep up to date with all my.
Are you a celeb follower? I wouldn't picture you as one of those guys. Like, are you into the Kardashians?
Oh God, no! I hate the Kardashians.
You hate them?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know. What are you famous for?
Yeah, I don't hate them. I hate that they're famous.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that you can get famous without having any talents at all.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna hate on them for taking advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I do the exact same thing that they would do.
Yeah, if people are going to pay you money to show your butt all day, why would you not do that?
I don't understand.
Oh, his dad is Alan Willis Thicke. He's a Canadian actor. I didn't know he was Canadian. I didn't even know who his dad was. So I guess he's kind of, that's probably how you know him. He's from Ontario.
Probably. Because everyone in Ontario knows each other, is that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all cold, so you have to just huddle together on the inside. You might as well get to know each other.
There's actually a town in Manitoba where it's like illegal to lock your car doors. I read this on the internet, so it has to be true. It's illegal to lock your car doors because when the polar bears roam around, you need to get into a car so they don't attack
you. Oh, like if you see one on the street?
Yeah.
So it's illegal to lock. So if someone's walking down the street.
Yeah, that's got to be the most Canadian thing I've ever heard.
Like you wouldn't be scared of someone stealing your cars.
Yeah, it's just a trust.
It must be a small town.
Oh yeah, probably.
Where is this in?
Manitoba somewhere.
Manitoba.
Either northern Ontario or Manitoba.
Oh, there it is right there.
There it is.
Holy crap.
It's on Reddit.
So it must be true. Today I learned it's illegal to lock your car doors in downtown Churchill, Manitoba in case someone needs to escape from a polar bear.
That is crazy.
And it's in... Oh, he's got a link to the paper here. It's
herald.ie.
What kind of paper is this?
It's probably true, though. It's probably true.
Yeah, it must be. That's crazy. Thanks for bringing that to my attention.
The more you know.
The more
That's going to be a cash cab moment. You're going to be in the cash cab, and they're going to ask you, what town in Manitoba is it illegal to lock your car
Churchill.
Doors?
Churchill. Nailed it. And then the lights go off. Yeah.
Cash win $50.
Cash cab. That's actually a dope show.
That is a dope show. That's Canadian. That's Canadian.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the polar bears are dying, Andrew.
Yes, they are. Didn't we just pass the point of no return?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Basically, we're fucked. Like, there's anything we do now, it's not really going to matter. We're still going to have climate change. It just matters how much we have. Depends how much we have, right? But the bears, like...
Isn't there climate change regardless? Like, the Earth is warming no matter what. But the fact that we have so many greenhouse gases is just expediting it?
Yeah, so the Earth...
Because we go through cycles like ice ages.
The Earth does go through natural cycles. Ice ages, where it gets hot. But if you look at the chart of like the heat, it's shot up way above any time in the whole history of the Earth.
Yeah.
Like the heat in the atmosphere. The last time there was this much in the atmosphere, there was dinosaurs walking around. This much carbon in the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's not good.
We don't want dinosaurs coming back.
Yeah, you should probably fix that.
You're going to find a Komodo in your backyard. It's 8 feet tall. Yeah. That's not good.
No. Then I hope someone left their car door unlocked so I can get into it.
I don't think a car door is going to stop an 8 foot tall Komodo dragon.
That is true. I think that's Godzilla.
Oh, they're not even endangered. They're just vulnerable. Oh, I thought they're endangered.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Says they're vulnerable.
There's like endangered animals. I think it's the white rhino or the black rhino. There's like
two left. Two and they left. Got all those like dudes that with guns guarding it.
Yeah.
You know that in Africa is crazy on their poaching. They just murder guys. Or some people in Africa just no money, right? Obviously. Yeah. So the only way they can make money is
to go
poaching or like killing stuff for meat, even. Mm-hmm. Right. And in the game parks, in the private lands, they're allowed to just shoot people. So like some guy with their homemade musket trying to kill a rhino will just get
sitting there with
sniped.
A sniper.
Yeah, they just get killed. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is pretty nuts. It goes like I was watching this TED talk the other day on how we are the 1%. People who live in Western civilization are the 1% because we're like a couple million people max, and then the rest of the world, the other 6 billion people, live under $2 a day or something like that.
Yeah, we actually found this last time with Ram. It's $34,000. If you make over $35,000 a year, you're top 1% of the world.
Yeah, which is insane.
Yeah. It's hard to wrap your mind around how many people live in just
in
absolute poverty.
Yeah.
Or just the worst conditions.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you feel horrible about yourself.
It does. It really does.
Like, you need to give up all your stuff and move to, like, Belize and dig trenches and put up
I was watching... Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I got Netflix.
You gotta watch Human Planet.
Human Planet?
It's kind of like Planet Earth, except about humans. And in the Jungles one, because there's different episodes, the Jungles one, they, for the first time ever, video a tribe that has never been contacted by the outside world.
Ever.
Ever.
Where is this in the Amazon?
It's in the Amazon, like deep in the Amazon. And then...
How'd they find them? Were they just flying over and they saw it?
Yeah, so they know where they are, but they've never contacted them.
They don't want to.
Because the Brazilian government wants to like keep them the way they are.
Right.
So they fly over just to see if they're still around.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy flies over and you see this tribe of people with like sticks and like
bow and arrows
and they don't know what this
is. Are they shooting at the
plane? Yeah, they're shooting at the plane.
Whoa.
And they don't know.
They probably think some giant bird or something.
They probably think it's aliens or something.
Oh, that's, imagine.
But I was thinking afterwards, this tribe must be like worshiping this thing.
The
airplane.
Yeah, that's true. Have you heard of the World War II? So in World War II, the Americans had bases all over Southeast Asia, right?
Yeah.
A lot of those tribes hadn't been contacted back then in 1945, mm-hmm. right? 1940s. So the Americans, they built all these, they would just raise all the trees, like raise, R-A-Z-E, and build runways on these, was it World War? Or am I thinking Vietnam War? I think I'm thinking Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And they'd raise all these trees and then build the runways, right? So, and there was uncontacted tribes on some of these random islands, right? Yeah. So they found this tribe and they had been worshiping. They'd built like fake planes out of trees and stuff, like, and they had some of the helmets that the soldiers had, and they're trying to like bring the, and they do mock landings of the plane and stuff on the runways. It's so crazy.
That's insane.
I'm gonna look this up. Cargo cult. Here it is, right here. So they call it the cargo cult.
really makes you think, because these people have just no idea what's out there.
Holy crap, look at this. Current cults. Over the last 65 years, most cargo cults have disappeared. However, some cargo cults are still active. Whoa. That's crazy. Yeah, look. What's this one called? The John Frum cult on Tanna Island, Vanuatu. Tom Navy cult on Vanuatu. Prince Philip movement on the island of Tanna. So I guess Vanuatu was a big place where they had all these landing strips.
Yeah,
and there's some in New Guinea as well.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like
I'm sitting here worried about how I'm going to do on my midterm.
Yeah.
And there's these people out there just like, oh my God, what is a plane?
Throwing rocks at each other.
And
worshiping, wanting these planes to come back because they brought food and supplies and stuff. That is so insane.
Like how we got to this point. Like specialization, I understand that. You make forks and knives, you go hunt, you go do this. But it got to a point like, okay, you make tables.
Agriculture.
Yeah.
That's what did it. Because you can feed tons of people with less people doing the growing the food, right?
Yeah.
Hunter-gatherers, all the men have to go out and get the food. All the women have to collect food. All you're doing is getting food all day, right? Agriculture, five guys tend to a field, you can feed a whole village. What's everyone else going to do? Just sit around, or are they going to find something to do, right?
Kind of dope. Just to sit around all day?
They do art, right?
Yeah.
They come up with new technologies.
Like 100 years is when everything that we know has...
Everything that we have now
was
developed.
Yeah.
Radio.
There you go.
The internet has been around for, 30 years?
Yeah, something like that. Imagine going to school. Like, our parents went to school without a laptop.
Couldn't Google stuff.
Yeah, they couldn't Google anything. You'd have to go into a library and read a book.
Do you know how bad my marks would be if I didn't have the internet?
But, everyone's grades would be bad, which means it'll all make it. They'll just ride the curve up.
I wonder what the marks were like back in the day. If they were just all like...
I wonder what the tests were like.
Yeah. And it was probably just the same. I think they just had to work harder. Maybe?
I don't know. I don't think.
Because now if you don't know how to do something, you just YouTube, how do I do this math problem? Someone's like, you move this over here, and then you move this over here.
Yeah, that is true. I feel like they just had to read the textbook.
And they had to actually go to class.
Yeah, they'd have to go to class.
Because a lot of kids don't go to class.
I don't know. How do you apply for universities? You send your letter and transcripts in?
Yeah, like on a fucking pigeon.
I don't know that far along ago.
You'd have to chuck it in the back of some wagon with a bunch of horses pulling it. Okay, everyone. This is our second break here. We're going to play an ad, and then we'll come back with Andrew Coe. You've been listening to 101.9 CITR Radio, coming to you from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Welcome back to CITR Radio 101.9. You're listening to the Thunderbird Locker Room. We're here with Andrew Coe. Let's talk horse manure and content warning. New York City in, what was it, when was the car invented? 1901?
Something. I think it was
When was Henry Ford? Late 1800s?
Henry Ford was the first mass automation.
Yeah, the mass producing, but there was a few others like that came up with it at the same time.
I think Mercedes-Benz had the first car or something like that.
Oh, really? So we'll just see when the mass...
It was 1908. That's my guess. 1904? 1908. 1908.
Oh, you called it. Nice, bro. Your hand slapped to my fist bump. So before 19, or even after that, because they didn't reach widespread until probably a few years after that.
Yeah.
At least till the First World War. The biggest problem in New York City was horse feces. Isn't that crazy? Because there was millions of horses in the city. Because that's how you get around. That's how you move stuff.
Yeah.
Right? See, horses are animals. They got to poo somewhere.
Yeah.
They just poo on the street. And it was like you clean up a pile and you come back and the pile's just as big the next day. Like, yeah. It was a huge problem. And they're just throwing it in the river and trying to burn it and like just getting rid of all this horse waste. And how do you move all that horse waste? With another horse, right? You put it in a wagon and the horse moves it. So he's shitting while he's moving all this other shit out of the city. Like, it's just a compounding problem, right? Yeah.
Like, that's pretty funny.
Like, and imagine the smell.
Yeah, honestly.
Of New York City in 1885. Just.
And we're worried about, like, littering and
spitting.
Like, yeah.
I went to Hong Kong in the summer. You can't even spit.
Yeah.
I was, like, looking around to see if there's a cop coming before.
Meanwhile, New York 100 years ago was dealing with. There's too much shit on the streets.
Here, look at this. This is in
the Great Horse Manure Crisis of 1894.
Oh, no. Imagine if it was hot that summer. Oh,
man.
Oh, the smell, the flies. Oh, no. Okay, so in 1800, there were over 11,000 hansom cabs. I'm going to assume that that's a cab, horse-drawn cab.
Yeah.
11,000. And I'm sure some of them were double-horsed.
I don't even think we have 11,000 cabs in Vancouver.
No, probably not. But that's because they can get around quicker than a horse. Several thousand horse-drawn buses, each needing 12 horses a day. I don't want to.
So they
had 70,000 horses plus.
So they had, like, cabs and, like, public transportation and all that, but just with horses?
Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Making a staggering total of over, I said 70,000, but 50,000 horses transporting people around the city. That's just people. We're not talking cargo.
Yeah.
Add to this, horse-drawn carts with goods. Here it is. Average
one horse. Yeah, read that.
On average. On average, a horse will produce between 15 and 35 pounds of manure a day.
All right, so we got, let's say, between 15 and 30, like 25.
Let's go 25, yeah.
25 times 50,000 horses. All right, let's go 25 times, what are we thinking?
It's got to be at least, yeah, it's got to be at least the same amount for moving goods.
2.5 million.
Pounds of manure a day.
A single day.
They don't have a good sewage system. Oh, they had flies. Oh, the flies.
Yeah, that'd be disgusting.
Typhoid. Oh, yeah, all the diseases brewing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, 2 pints of urine per horse.
That's insane. The ground would permanently be wet.
Okay. Here it is. This is the great... Can you say it? You said it very nice. Can you say this?
The Great Horse Manure Crisis, 1894.
The Times newspaper predicted in 50 years, every street in London, so I guess London had the same kind of problem,
yeah.
would be buried under 9 feet of manure. Oh, my God. They had a debate about it in 1898 in the world's first international urban planning conference in New York City. But they couldn't find a solution. It seemed what? Urban civilization was doomed.
Because there was too much horse manure around. That's an apocalypse.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, motorized vehicles came to the day.
Save the day. Urging. Thank God. Henry Ford, thank you.
Like, the heat. Imagine a hot summer's day in New York City. It's what? 36, 37 degrees? No, like 35.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot hotter now than it was back then.
Yeah, probably like 35 degrees. Mounds of horse shit surrounding you. And you got to go down to the deli to pick up some meat. So you got to go down to the meat packing. Where all the dead animals are.
Yeah.
What are they doing with those carcasses?
God, I don't know.
Just,
man,
chucking them in the river, probably. I just want to make it to like at least 2050, because then they'll have some kind of pill that will make you live forever. We just gotta make it.
I think they're gonna come up with a mass genocide. To be honest.
Who?
someone.
The people running everything?
Yeah, the Illuminati, I don't know what.
The Illuminati?
I'm probably going to get killed just for
even watching
this.
Did you watch that new Inferno movie?
No, I haven't. What is it on?
It's one of those, you know, Angels and Demons?
Yeah, or, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like one. It's the third who's one that, of those movies.
That's not Tom Hanks. Who is that? Nicolas Cage?
No, it's not Nick Cage. Nick Cage is the National Treasure. Yeah. Tom Hanks is
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is that.
I gotta admit something. I love those kinds of movies.
I love it, too.
I love those
They're
ones.
They're so sweet.
National Treasure, I've seen
them. I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Excuse me?
Then he just has the Declaration of Independence and just puts it in an oven with some lemon juice. And there's a map. There's a map on it.
It's always another clue. Yeah. And he's got those glasses where, like, you put the lenses down like, you got to look at the sun at 12:01 and it shines on this brick and you look in the brick and there's a key in the brick.
Yeah. It has to be a sunny day, but you have to pour water on it to see the next clue.
For fuck's sakes. Those movies are so silly, but they're so funny.
They're so entertaining.
So are you like a Alex Jones guy? Like you believe in the Illuminati? Or you want to believe?
I believe that there's someone else running everything.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, you don't think it would...
I think we know who they are. We know who they are, but we don't know how powerful they... Like, we know, like... I don't know. Steve Jobs would have been one, I feel. Like, Bill Gates, maybe. Those, like, rich people... Like, Elon Musk. I feel like he must be...
He's Iron Man.
Yeah, he is Iron Man.
He's literally Iron Man.
And I think that, you know, like, whoever wins the presidential election, nothing's going to change. It's just going to be the same old because it's going to be, they're going to be puppets for...
Even if Trump wins, you think he's going to get corrupted?
I don't think it'll change that much. He can't because anything he says still has to go through Congress, still has to pass a bunch of hurdles before he makes anything a reality, so...
That is true. Well, since probably Bill Clinton, they can start... They don't go to Congress to start wars anymore. They just start bombing people. Vietnam.
Since Vietnam.
Nam was not a war. Nam was a police action, in quotations.
Really?
Yeah. If you don't call it a war, it's not a war. What is a war, right? Because they weren't fighting the government of Vietnam. They were fighting rebels, and they're fighting rebel groups. So it's you can't. And then in this terrorist war, they're not fighting another country, because it used to be wars were state to state.
Yeah.
Right? Now the enemy's everywhere. So, you know, and they don't declare war. They just do it. They just start bombing people. And then they're like, well, we're doing it. So,
yeah.
And the bad thing is, so the White House is basically run by lawyers, right? So almost every congressperson is a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Every senator is a lawyer. They're not part of the White House, but in the White House, they've got tons of lawyers, and the people don't know that they've got all these lawyers there, and they basically ask these lawyers, how can we do this to make it legal? And the lawyers will find a way.
Yeah. And then they'll find some loophole.
They'll find a loophole.
And even if someone makes up something to cover that loophole, creates another loophole.
Yep.
Just a circle.
So, like, the authorization for use of military force in Iraq against Qaeda, it says in that George Bush was authorized to use military force against Al-Qaeda. And slowly over time, in their media, in their rhetoric, so what they say on news shows and stuff, they've built in that it says against Al-Qaeda and associated forces.
Which could mean anything.
Which is one of the vaguest things you can ever say. It's not in the first one. But they just say it is. They just say they have the authority because they say Al-Qaeda and associated forces. Yeah. What is an associated force? Who knows? That's why they're bombing everywhere.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's pretty... I don't know what goes on in the White House.
There must be just some creepy stuff that goes down there.
I could only imagine the stuff that, like, the president knows...
That he can't say?
That he can't say. Or, like, I heard a rumor. It's on the internet, so it has to be true. That they had the internet
something like 5 or 10 years before the rest of the world had the internet.
Who, the states then?
Yeah, the government of the states.
Right.
They had the internet before everyone, like, first of all, how does that help anyone if, like, one person has the internet?
Yeah.
how do I get my memes in the morning?
Exactly. How can you make dank memes when you don't have access to the internet?
Exactly. Because I'm not the one making up the memes.
Yeah, you're just reading them.
No, the president knows so much, I couldn't even imagine.
He probably doesn't even know half the shit that's going on.
Oh, definitely.
Like, how could you? So many people work for you.
Yeah.
You can't.
Even the states isn't a democracy at all.
It's the first.
It gives the look of a democracy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It is. It's a representative democracy, which is the best thing we've come up with so far.
Yeah.
But I think we can do better.
Oh, please. You know? Please enlighten
me. I think we could find a. You know what? I actually don't know, because there's some people that are so dumb. I don't want them being able to vote on every bill. And not everyone can vote on every bill.
Yeah.
Right? So I was thinking, like, instead of having a representative, you just vote on, do we want to pass this bill? But there's so many hundreds of things that get passed every year. How are you supposed to go to work every day?
Yeah.
You can't be researching, like, the river in Alberta.
Bill C-109 that 109 yeah. that affects has subsection A, B, C, D.
Yeah, like, yeah. Not everyone has time to read it. So that I can understand having a representative whose job it is to. But I think we need a better way to pick them.
Oh,
you know, not
the
just
states. We're going through the election right now in the states. By we, literally mean the entire world.
Yes, we're all enduring
we're
it.
All, yeah, but they pretty much what they do is their campaign. I swear, started about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, so it's a two-year campaign.
So whoever has enough money and enough endorsements is the only one that can last through the entire campaign. So Donald Trump had a ton of money. That's why he lasted. If some schmuck is a genius and knows how to solve world peace, but he doesn't have the money for it, there's no way he can become the president of the United States.
And the people who have the money don't want to make world peace, because then they can't make any money anymore.
Exactly. So there's the Donald Trumps of the world, ruining the rest of the world, because they pretty much get to say who is the next president.
Yeah, he is the corrupter.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be, you know, they went from, well, why don't we just buy these people, to, well, why don't I just be one of those people?
Yeah.
If I can get in there, why don't I just do it? And, like, so there's obviously a million things wrong with Donald Trump. You have to think about how they got there, though. How is it possible for a racist, misogynistic, horrible person to get to that position? It's the system. Their system is so messed up.
Yeah, 100%.
That this crazy man is almost president. He's ahead.
It's not. I don't know if it's this. It's the people, because I feel like in the States you're either a Republican or you're a Democrat.
Yeah, they've got a two-party.
But if you're,
organized like two parties.
Yeah, but if your parents were Republican, your grandparents were Republican, your great grandparents were Republican, you've always voted Republican. You're gonna vote Republican because that's who you are.
It's almost like being a Christian. It's like you're on a team.
Yeah, it's like you're
like,
on a team.
I like the Packers.
Yeah,
so I'm a Packers guy.
I'm a Bears fan because my dad was a Bears fan.
Yeah,
so. That's what I feel like it is.
That just comes down to human nature. People love being on teams.
Yeah.
You love having a team to root for.
Yeah.
You go to a new high school or a new school, that's your team now.
Yeah.
I'm a T-Bird now. Like, that's the team I cheer for. Screw you, Vic. That's the team I cheer for, right?
And it's a rivalry. It's Republican versus Democrat.
Yeah, you even get mad at the other people because they're cheering for that team.
Yeah.
You don't even want to talk to them.
Yeah.
You don't even want to get
fights
to know.
Fights break out.
Yeah. You get shoot. People get shot.
Yeah.
Especially in politics.
Yeah.
In politics, people get shot. They just burned out. The Trump supporters just burned down a black church in Mississippi.
And
wrote vote Trump on the
yeah,
side.
Yeah, Donald Trump's going to be like, oh, that wasn't
didn't
me.
Say anything.
Yeah. Well,
that's the bad thing about it.
If he doesn't say it, it never happened, right?
Well, if he doesn't say it, then those people still vote for him.
Yeah.
If he says bad, he just got officially endorsed by the KKK.
Yeah, yesterday. I saw that.
Didn't say anything. Oh, no. Actually, so when they first started talking about him, He went on the news. I'm going to bring it up, actually, because it's absolutely appalling. He goes on the news, and they ask him what he thinks about the KKK supporting him. And he does not deny it. He's like, who's the KKK? What? Like, plays dumb. Like, you're a 70-year-old man, and you don't know who the KKK is?
It's probably part of it at one point.
Yeah, well, have you seen that him and his dad had to go to court in the 70s because they wouldn't let black people move into their towers?
Yeah. No comment.
Here it is.
You can say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy.
I don't know what you're not knowing.
He doesn't know what white supremacy is. He's a 70-year-old white man in the States. You know what he is? He's intellectually incurious. That's what he is. He doesn't want to learn about anything.
Did you watch any of the debates?
I watched all of them. I love this stuff. Did you watch them?
I'm watching the debate, and you can tell they literally have a cue card of like, okay, you need to say this, you need to say this, you need to say this. And then what Anderson Cooper's just saying, oh, what do you think about this law? Just like, oh, that's a good question. Now we're going to talk about ISIS and we're going to fight them and we're going to get them out of here.
That's called, in politics, they call that a pivot.
Yeah.
You take the question and you move it to something else that you want to talk about. When you don't want to talk about your emails, you blame it on Russia.
The emails, I don't get the emails. I don't know. I'm not that up to date with what the emails are, but I'm pretty sure do we have a Secretary of State? I don't know if we do.
No, we don't do that.
If we have
a cabinet. I'm not sure if one of the titles is Secretary of State, but I'm sure we have something super similar.
But if we had a Secretary of State, I would want them to have secrets. I would want them not to...
Oh, no doubt. That's not the problem with the...
I don't know what... Yeah, what is the...
Okay, so...
Please, enlighten me.
And so, I'm not against Hillary Clinton. I am, because I don't like her policies. But in this race, I would 100% vote for her. There's no way I'm going to vote for this.
There's no chance.
This orange fucking monkey, right? Yeah. But, so the issue was that she was using an unencrypted private server that was set up in her bathroom. And she's the highest diplomat in the United States.
Yeah.
And she didn't use a government server. She had her own server that was Bill Clinton's after he was president. So he set it up to run his business. And his business is just making speeches to giant banks and getting paid, right? So she was just using that. And so she was sending classified emails off of that server.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so they actually just found out yesterday that the FBI announced that there's been at least 5 foreign governments that have broken into her into that server, right? Which is bad, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just horrible, horrible security, right? That's the first thing. But it's not even about where she was storing it. I'm not mad about, like, you can fix that, right? Just be like, yo, if she was any other employee, if she wasn't Hillary Clinton, she'd be in jail. No doubt. No doubt she'd be in jail.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Because you know General Petraeus is?
No.
He was a general in the States. He gave information to one of his mistresses Because he had a mistress, and they found this out.
Of course.
And he got punished for it. She's not going to get anything for what this... And there's been people who have done other things by... Like, you walk out of the room with a file that you didn't mean to leave with and take it home, and they've been punished. And she's gotten nothing from this, which is ridiculous, right? I don't want her to be punished because I don't want Trump to be president, right?
Yeah.
But the thing that's worse is the corruption. That's what they're finding in the emails, is pay for play. With her foundation.
Oh.
So you know her and Bill's big charity?
Yeah.
So they don't have an email that says, if you give me this, I'll do this for you, which some people think is the only way you can get convicted of corruption.
Yeah.
No one's dumb enough to say, send me $1 million to my foundation and I will give you this, this, and this, right?
Yeah.
But they've found some very suspicious dealings where a foreign government will donate $2-3 million to the foundation. Then a couple months later, oh, look at this. Some trade agreement gets opened up between, or they let you do this deal with this company here, or they let approve an arms deal to your country, right?
Yeah.
Or Bill Clinton goes and gives you a speech and you get more credibility as a nation, or or your company
and
gets more
she
credibility.
She probably takes that money out of the foundation.
So they've never been caught doing that.
Oh.
That charity is actually one of the best in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Like they give like 90%, but they get paid other ways, like making those speeches. They've made $140 million since Bill was president, right?
Yeah.
So they still get their money,
yeah.
Right? But I think honestly it's for a legacy. You know, Obama always talks about legacy.
Yeah.
I think she wanted to have her and Bill. Obviously, they wanted her to be president as well, and they wanted to have the prestige of having the best charity ever, like the biggest charity there ever was. So they're like, if you give money to our charity, we'll do something for you. Right, because they love that charity.
Yeah,
I mean, it's corrupt for a good reason, maybe.
I don't know,
but it's not.
Yeah,
but the governments they're getting the money from and doing the things for are not good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good actors in the world.
Yes.
Right.
There was John Daly or John Stewart or Stephen Colbert, someone like that.
John Daly is a golfer.
No, John Daly, then.
You mean the Daily Show?
The Daily Show.
Right. John Daly? Isn't he that fat golfer?
Probably.
Yeah, what about them? Sorry for interrupting you there.
Yeah. That's the guy. One of them wasn't John Daly. Could have been John Daly.
Maybe. He looks like a pretty, pretty goofy guy.
They were saying how it's like, oh, you either vote for... president who has corruption ties to the emails, and that's about it.
Right.
Or you vote for the other president or candidate that is a racist, a misogynistic dick, who's gone bankrupt, who's taken money, who's corrupt, and goes on for about 6 minutes just listing things off. Just like, or you vote for someone who's been hiding emails.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's not the only thing that's bad about her. Like,
I know. She's not the best. I feel like most people think that it's just you vote for who's not going to fuck it up the most.
What a great way to end the show. You've been listening to Thunderbird Locker Room. 101.9 CITR Radio, coming to you from UBC on unceded Musqueam territory. Co, what song do you want to play us out on here?
One of the best bands of all time. I would love some Nickelback.
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe God. Photograph. Honestly, my bucket list is I want to go to
Photograph. What's on your bucket list?
I want to go to Australia. I want to have a safari in Africa, and I want to go to a Nickelback concert. Oh.
Here we go.
Just touches the soul, doesn't it?
It's beautiful.
How did eyes get so red?
Look at him. What is he wearing? Is that a mushroom shirt?
I don't know.
I think those are mushrooms.
That's probably Vancouver.
Is it?
They're from Surrey.
Oh, really? Oh, it's probably... No, it looks too brown up there. This is where
I think that's a filter.
Oh, wait, they're saying this is where I went to
school. Search up where Hannah High School is.
Okay.